Thank you for downloading this episode of Folk on Foot. Before we start, I just wanted to share a brief message. If you like what we do, we really need your support to keep going. You can join our wonderful band of members and you'll get great rewards. These include access to our amazing Folk on Foot on Film archive of hundreds of songs shot on location on our travels around the UK and Ireland. To sign up, just go to folkonfoot.com/support us. You'll also get an ad-free version of all our episodes and an email postcard from me each time we go on a walk. If you just want the ad-free version, it'll cost you £3 a month, and you can get it through your Apple Podcast app or at folkonfoot.com/support us. Finally, if you don't want to make a regular commitment but do want to show how much you love us, you can simply buy us a coffee. You can also do that at folkonfoot.com/support us. Every penny we get goes back into making more episodes of Folk on Foot. So thank you and enjoy the walk.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's a cold, dark Welsh night, and we're just coming in to the churchyard of St Tadeco's Church in Malchwyd village. And we're here with a great sense of anticipation because we're going to join the Plygain Carol tradition, which stretches back hundreds of years. We've got quite a record on Folk on Foot now of doing Christmas episodes. We did the Sheffield Carols, we did the Wexford Carols, and now this is the third in our series. And I first heard about the Welsh tradition of Plygain Carols from Gwilym Bowen Rees when we were talking to him in Aberdaron, and he said, oh, you must come to one of the services. And it is a service, so there's no applause. You don't hear an audience, although there will be a big audience, you don't hear them clapping or anything like that. But you do hear the singing of carols that have been handed down from generation to generation, and they perform these carols for as long as there are people who want to sing. And that's what we were anticipating finding when we go inside the church tonight.
Thank you.
I've just had a peep inside and the church looks absolutely beautiful. There's an illuminated Christmas tree just by the altar with baubles all over it. And there's a crib which is lit up from the inside showing the nativity scene. And the people are filling the pews. And the pews are made of wood and they stack up right up to the heights of the back of the church. And they're going to be full, I think, of the congregation that's gathering here.
Alleluia, serenite, wych o'r llawen, arweinio the doethion i'w hynt. A phale mae athem yr engil i'w chbethlen, a syniau ar adain y gwynt. Mae serwth yn gwenu, a daliant i dynnu at breseb yr Iesu o'r hyd. A chyris ei golau hen fiws i carolau am ddyfod nad oli gyn byd.
One of the reasons I wanted to come so much to this service is I found this description from the 19th century of the tradition of the Plegain carols. And it's so evocative that it made me want to come. And I've been told that the service hasn't changed that much, even in those hundreds of years. This is what William Payne wrote about the service. He says, "Now the church is in a blaze, now crammed, body, aisles, gallery. Now Sean Robert, the shoemaker, and his wife, descending from the singing seat to the lower and front part of the gallery, strike up alternately and without artificial aid of pitch pipe, the long, long carol, an old favourite, describing the worship of kings and of the wise men, and the flight into Egypt, and the terrible wickedness of Herod. The crowds are wholly silent and wrapped in admiration. Then the good rector and his curate, David Pugh, stand up and read the morning service, abbreviated, finishing with the prayer for all conditions of men, and the benediction, restless and somewhat surging is the congregation during prayers, the rector obliged sometimes to stop short in his office and look direct at some part or persons, but no verbal admonishment. Prayers over, the singers begin again, more carols, new singers, old carols in solos, duets, trios, choruses, then silence in the audience, broken at appropriate pauses by the suppressed hum of delight and approval, till between 8 and 9, hunger telling on the singers, the Plegain is over and the bells strike out a round peal."
A oes yn y lletu well cysgod i'r Iesu, nag ydoedd y Methlehem draw. A phale mae Herod o'r creulon neu ddyrnod, bu'n difar dim i wed mewn braw. Nid eris gorchymyn, na gweithredin gelyn fel Herod yn hir yn ei diw. A heddiw rhwng groeso i'r hwn sy'n ei hawlio, a'i enw'n oes 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 i fyw.
The bedrock of the service is local people who have inherited the carol tradition and indeed the carol books, some of which are quite dilapidated now, from their parents and their grandparents, and they will form the majority of the singers. But people now, as this tradition has been revived, come from all over Wales to take part. I know that Owen Shires is taking part, the singer who we've walked with in Wales before, and Gwilym Bowen Rees is going to offer a couple of carols too. So it'll be an interesting and varied lineup.
Does dim lle yn y lletu ydy thema go iawn heno. Croeso cynnes i chi gyd i Eglwys Tudeffa Sant ar gyfer y gwasanaeth arbennig iawn. Mae'n hyfryd gweld cymaint o bobl yma. Yr ydym wedi dod ynghyd yn presenol...
Well, how lovely to see you.
You as well. Nice to see you again. Croeso nôl i Gymru. Welcome back to Wales.
Thank you and happy Christmas.
Oh, you as well, yes.
Now... tell us a little bit about the tradition that we're about to enter here of the Plegain carols.
That's right. So we're here in Mallwyd to see a Plegain service, which is a carol service. a Christmas carol service, but one of the things that makes it unique is that we sing these carols until, well, through all of January until traditionally Candlemas, which is the 2nd of February. That's the deadline. You can't sing them after that.
Right. And where did it all start? What's the history behind it?
So it seems as if the singing traditionally on Christmas morning, the dawn of Christmas morning, or rather Christmas Eve during the evening, people would go to church and sing these carols until the sun came up, or rather they would go to the pub the Christmas Eve, and then maybe 2 or 3 in the morning would go to the church, start singing, and wouldn't stop until the sun came up. And they say that the word plugain itself comes from Latin, the word pulicantio, which means the cock crow or the rooster's song. So it was the singing of the dawn, in a way. And you can still use the word plugainial. If you say codim plugainial, means, you know, get up with the sun at dawn. So, yeah, that's where the word comes from. The tradition is stronger in some areas, particularly we are sort of at the edge of where the heartland of the tradition is here. It would have been in the historic county of Montgomeryshire, which is now the north of Powys. When I say heartland, it's the place where the tradition had carried on the longest. It seems like it would have been spread all over Wales at some point, but it had carried on there into the 20th century. And then people had sort of rediscovered it, you know, and started recording these songs where nobody else was singing these songs, you know, this repertoire of songs, very old ones, some of them going back to the late Middle Ages. And that's what makes it special, for me at least, are the songs themselves.
Pwys yn gorwedd yn o presep, a'n feidroldeb rhyfedd iawn. Pwy all ddirnad o'i dirionteb, Gabriel na hermaint o'i ddawn. Gabriel na hermaint o'i ddawn. O'i am gyffredem nis gellir, goriwch nefad o'i ariw. O mynyddoedd, o mynyddoedd o lladroelir, o mynyddoedd o lladroelir, eris o'n mesoia gwyw.
And so how many of these services do you attend every year?
I haven't been to much this year yet. Maybe I would be able to go to 4 or 5 of them every year. But I know some people are more dedicated than myself that try to go to as much as they can, maybe 12 or 15 of them, yes.
Now, are you going to sing in the service now?
I intend to sing. I haven't decided what I'm going to sing yet, but I've got a file of songs here. And one of the best things about this tradition is it's frowned upon to not have the lyrics in front of you. So it makes it very easy. Right. much easier to get into.
And will the mood just strike you? Will you just decide, you know, when you hear what other people sing, which contribution you want to make?
Well, yes, it's what is maybe frowned upon is to repeat a song that's already been sung. So it's good to have maybe 3 or 4 in the bank, just in case somebody's sung the one you intended to sing. So I might have a little frantic flick through my file here and see what I know.
Now, I wonder if you would mind sitting near me, because I think one of the things that I might need is a guide to something that's going on, because I'm not a Welsh speaker, and I understand that all the proceedings will be entirely in Welsh.
So there we are, no problem.
If you wouldn't mind whispering in my ear from time to time,
happy
I'd be very
to be
grateful.
Our interpreter.
Thank you very much.
Pwys a hen a'i boynydd arno, person dwyfol ddynol ryw, cadw cynnal cyd ymdeimlo, yw melys a fwaith mab Dyw, yw melys a fwaith mab Dyw. Rhoi o'i hunan dros yr aflan, dynaw naeth ergarwl oes. Mentra finnau,
mentra finnau iddof hunan, mentra finnau iddof hunan, fel yr oedd wrth roed y groes.
I'm sitting in the church porch now with the Reverend
Miriam Beecroft, who's the vicar of the church here. It's lovely of you to have us here. Can you tell us a little bit about what's likely to happen?
Yes, the service will begin like any other evening prayer service, with some prayers and singing together and responses and scripture reading. And then the floor will be opened to local, first of all, and then gradually further away, singers who will either sing solos or they'll sing together in a party. And they'll each sing one carol of their choice. And then when everyone's sung once, there'll be a break while we all sing a carol all together. And then we'll start a second round where everyone comes up in the same order as they did before. And they'll each sing another carol, one that hasn't yet been sung this evening. So everyone will be preparing at least two or three, maybe more, just to be on the safe side.
Has this been rehearsed? Is there a running order? Is there an order of service for these carols? You know, do they come in a set pattern?
The carols that people bring, no. So some people will use plug-in carol books that are easily available. I've got a few at home. And then some people will bring a really old notebook that's been handed down to them from grandfathers, and they'll sing some really ancient words that only their family now sing. So some are more unique than others. The other joy, actually, this week is when you'll see more tuning forks than any other week of the year.
Time to get the note to start
because
on.
Everyone comes up, ding, doo, doo, doo. And then they give the note to everyone, and then they go. Yeah, and sometimes there'll be a bit of a fumble about while someone loses confidence in their ability to pitch the right note. Yeah, but it's all very natural. People do come in whatever they're comfortable in. So some people look really smart, and some people come like they've come straight from the field. And in that sense, there's a lovely equality about it. There's no formal, oh, we're in church now, we're dressing in Sunday best. It's not that. It's more familiar than that.
Drwy'r unwed adlaiaeth, a'i'r iolaeth yr iawn, moriad nid yw'r nefoedd yn gyhoedd a gawn. Amen i'r iachawdwr, y prynwr mewn pryd, yn geidwad i ddynion a bwydion y byd. O dy iwn i'w di, a lleisiwn yn llu, mewn cariad gwir frawdol i'w ganmol yn gi. Diolchwn da i. Diolchwn da i'w am fod yma'n fyw, i gofio ma bandod,
as you can hear, the whole service takes place in Welsh, and even though the vicar comes from England originally, she speaks Welsh and conducts the service in Welsh, and all the songs are in Welsh, all the carols are in Welsh. I'm beginning to pick out one or two words that come back repeatedly, but I'm very, very grateful to have Gwynnam Byrne-Rees sitting on my left here, whispering in my ear the odd translation, just so that I can follow the proceedings.
So what happens is all of this, the order is just totally random at the moment. You just go up when you fancy it, but then it's repeated in the same order. Right. The same people go again, but in the order it was the first time.
Now, a man and a woman have just stepped forward in front of the altar, and Gwynnam tells me that she is Rhiannon Ephens, a leading academic and a big figure in the Welsh Folk Song Society, somebody who we might be able to speak to after the service.
Ar gyfer heddiw'r boren, baban bach, yn baban bach, y ganwyd gwraeddyn jesen, baban bach, y cadarn ddaeth o bosra, y deddfwr gynta'r seina, yr iawn gaid ar galfarian, baban bach, yn baban bach, yn signo bron mae'r rhaian fa ban ba.
I absolutely love the Plygain services. I started when I was about 18 because in Anglesey the tradition had died out by the time I was born. And so I never heard any Plygain singing while I was growing up in Anglesey. And then I came to the university in Aberystwyth and I met a girl who came from Llanfihangel yng Ngwynfa. And if you want to know anything at all about the Plygain, then you should go to Llanfihangel yng Ngwynfa. Now there are only three Plygain services that have been held continuously since the Middle Ages. And Mallwyd is one of those.
Right. That's
and
amazing,
it's
isn't
great.
It? It's an astonishing thing to come here and join that tradition. And I wondered if you could just tell us a little bit about the carols that you sang.
I normally sing with Trevor Pugh as a duet. Trevor has been singing in Mallwyd Church since he was three. And his mum sang here before that. She's now 94. She's an absolute gem. In the 60s, the Plygain services weren't very popular. And I think it was only Mrs. Pugh and her family that came here to sing. And sometimes they would come and it would only be them, but they still sang and then they went home. And since then, a vicar, Geraint Vaughan Jones, came here. He published two volumes of Plygain carols so that the actual carols were kept. And then little by little, it became popular again. And now, as you see, we have a full church. You just feel part of the ages. Everybody sang these carols. I've lost my parents, and so I just feel part of my family, and I feel the pride, and I feel the enjoyment, and I just love it.
O cofion Gethsemane, lle bydd, lle bydd, yn chwysu'r gwaed yn ddagref, lle bydd, ac ym y fflangell greulon, yn arddu cefn y cyfion, ar hyd heolus aion, lle bydd, lle bydd, a'i gnawd yn gwys i hirion, lle bydd.
The Welsh Plygain carols are very old carols and they come from a different tradition to the English carols. The old Welsh Plygain carols, they start with the creation of the world, speak about the prophets, Isaiah, etc., etc., and then eventually they come to the Nativity. And then they go on from there to the crucifixion, the ascension into heaven, and then the very last verse is, now that you've heard all of this, what are you going to do about it? So you're invited then to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the last verse. But of course, that would be about 30 verses, perhaps. The old singers would just sing their way through them all. But these days, we pick out about six.
I tîr a gorwyd ffynon, a ilch dy glwyfau di. Fel eira gwyn yn salmon, fel y rwyt, fel y rwyt, gan hynny tyrd yn brydlon, fel y rwyt.
It's good, those words, I like anything but a fuzzy Christmas song. It's very graphic, the violence of the Passion of Christ. Really, like, visceral words. That hum thing is still, because it's not a concert, yeah, it's a service, you know. So newly perhaps, but you know, when one goes down very well, everybody's and we call it the ammometer, you know. See how it gets there, the most hum. Yeah.
Ar fore dydd nadolig, esgorodd fy rwynig ar geidwad bendigedig. Y methl yn dref y ganwyd ef yr hoes ei lef dros omni. O geidwad a fe wawriodd arnom ddi. Dros ei ogddi'n feilladdwyd, ac mewn bedd gwag fe'i dodwyd, ar ôl y gair gorffenwyd. Ond aeth yn rhydd y trydydd dydd, o'r beddrod pryd dros omni. O geidwad a haned, fe wawriodd arnom ddif. O'r asolfair forwynig, mam ceidwad bendigedig, yr Iesu dyrchafedig. Ger gorsedd nef, heiriol a'n gref, a chwyd dy lef dros omni. O geidwad a haned, fe wawriodd arnom ddi.
So it's probably 15th century, that song.
Goodness me, it's Owen Shires. How nice to see you. Tonight you were singing with a group of people. Is this a regular group that you sing with?
Yeah, we do sing non-Plygain songs. We're called Party Hail Iorwerth, the singing party of Iorwerth Street. It's about 10 of us. So yeah, we do sort of folk tunes as well as Plygain tunes, but definitely this time of year is a kind of concentrated clump of performances.
So you're going around the different Plygain services?
Yeah, I think this is the fourth one we've done in the last week. So yeah, there's a good glut of.
And how did they differ from place to place?
Well, obviously the venues are different. I would say this is probably my favourite one, actually. It's a really gorgeous church. Sometimes they're in halls. So we went to Llanbihangel and Wynfa on, I can't remember what day it was, Sunday. And unfortunately the church is closed there now because they can't afford the upkeep, but they moved it to the hall.
Ar llawr gyd ganant,
So tell us about the different carols that you sang, the two different carols.
The first one is one of the oldest Plygain tunes, because it's a folk tune originally. It actually came from England a long time ago. It was a folk tune called See the Building. And as far as I know, it died out in England and survived in Wales. And at one point, it was really, really popular in Wales. And you will find many versions of the song to the same tune, but with different sets of words. And so, yeah, it's definitely one of the older folk tunes in the canon. You might have heard that from the melody itself. It's modal, it sounds older than the rest.
And what about the words?
Well, they are very religious, obviously, in essence, you know, talking about the resurrection. But there's some... I really like some of the imagery. There's a line about the trees clapping hands, you know, so there's a slightly trippy element to it as well, which I quite enjoy.
This church is very atmospheric, isn't it? I mean, it's a lovely little village here. And there's something interesting in the history of this village that I want to ask you about, because there's a band of brigands.
That's
Do you know
right.
about the band of brigands? Red-headed brigands?
The red-headed brigands, or what we call the Cochion, Gwychiaid Cochion Mawddwy, which literally translates as the Red Twilight People, because that's when they were doing their deeds.
What sort of things did they do and when?
They seem to have been the descendants of local lords that had been dispossessed of their lands because they had sided with Owain Glyndŵr in the revolt of the early 15th century. And then after that, because they had sided with the Welsh, they had lost all of their lands. And these were the descendants of those people. So throughout the 16th century, to make their living, they stole sheep and cattle. They would cross over to the other side of Offa's Dyke to Shropshire, and, you know, doing cattle raids, essentially. But as far as they were concerned, their lands had been stolen from them, so stealing a few cattle was very justified, you know.
And they'd sent someone to try and sort them out, didn't they? A baron.
That's right. The Baron Owen was stationed in Conwy Castle. He was the one who had the job of getting rid of these bandits, these red-haired bandits. So he came down and he hung as much of them as he could find in the forest, but apparently the three of them were brothers and they were quite young, and their mother, protested. But no matter what she said, the Baron kept on hanging them, and what she did, she cursed him. And apparently the way that Welsh women used to curse, they used to bare their breasts to curse, just to emphasise it. And she bared her breast and cursed and said, you know, one day I will wash my hands in your blood. And, you know, a few decades later, the old Baron Owen was taking a ride on his horse through the woods of Dinas Mawddwy, and he was set upon by the descendants of the bandits. And indeed, herself, the mother, as a very old lady by this point, opened his chest with a knife. And, yes.
Of course, a grisly story, that, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And also, I was understanding that there's another big battle near here, which is reputed to have been King Arthur's last stand against Mordred. Do you know about that?
Yeah, well, yes, I've heard that, but it seems to me that every village around here has an Arthur story, so I don't know what to believe anymore.
Whether we should believe it or not.
Roedd yn y wlad honno, fi geiliaid yn gwylio ei braidd rhag ei llarpion un lle. Daeth angel yr arglwydd, mewn didwyll fodd dedwydd i dreithydd ynt newydd o'r ne. Gan hyddys gyhoeddi fod Crist wedi ei enni, mawr y diw daion i diw ior. Bugeiliaid pan eithon, ti fethlem dredirion, hwy gawsant i'n cyfion mewn cor. Mab diw tra gwyddoldeb yn gorwedd mewn pyreseb, tyr un undeb mewn purdeb heb ball. Cyd ganwn o goniant yn felus ei foliant, fent yn oddnio feddiant y fall. Ni chafodd mai...
So, Gruen, the first carol you sang came from a very small piece of paper there. Where did you get that?
Yes, I found this in a second-hand bookshop in Blaenau-Ffestiniog. Which I would recommend to anybody if you're happening to pass through Blaenau-Ffestiniog. There's a great old bookshop called Shop yr Embost, and they've got a file full of these old broadsheet ballads. They are, basically. But this is a particular one that says Carol Plugain on it, so it's printed. It was written for this. And yes, and it's usually, there's just words, there's no notation on it, but it tells you to which melody it should be sung. And this one happens to say, to be sung on the melody of God Save the King.
Right, but you put a different melody to it.
Well, no, you see, it's the melody I sang is in the same family of melodies, so it's sort of evolved in different ways. We've got two or three different melodies that are called Duw Gadwar Brenin, which is like God Save the King, but they've evolved over time, almost becoming, you know, unrecognisable, yes. And I love these words because they're quite artfully composed, like it's full of in rhyming and alliteration and stuff, and that's half of the joy of listening to these lyrics, is just how wonderful they sound.
At Grist a'i wir gariad, mae heddiw a hoddiad, mae lle i bechaduriad gael dod. Y byd ei ffynilw, gwell Grist y dydd hwnnw, nag air wedi gadw mewn cod. Ffawn, ffawn, i'r wir noddfa fel lot o Sodoma, rhag caffael ein difar un dydd. O'r aifft gwell ymado, cael ein gwaradwyddo, na boddi fel pharon ddiffydd. Gwell myned i'r bywyd fel Lasarus o'i adfyd, oedd rhyw bryd yn nychlyd ein nith. Na deifas o'i fawr fri yn gorfod bod gwedi ar fflam yn ei boeni am byth.
And why do you think it has survived and thrived in the way that it has?
I suppose families that speak Welsh as their first language and are church families and have that in their heritage, I suppose it's just something that you're expected to do, and you're expected to keep your family's tradition going. We might not see all of these people in church regularly on a Sunday, but we'll always see them here on the 13th of January. It's very important to them as part of their Welsh-speaking, Welsh language worship life. It's absolutely integral to their way of life.
I mean, it seems to have survived some pretty big events in the church's history, the Reformation, for example, and the nonconformist growth in Wales. It seems to have got right through all those things when other traditions were changed and some cases abandoned as a result of those changes.
Yes, and I think the longer it goes on, the harder you have to fight to keep those Welsh language traditions alive. The more you have to respect them, the more you have to encourage other people to get on board with them.
My name is Arwel William Evans, and I was brought up on a small farm near Llanfihangel yng Ngwynfa. They call it Llanfihangel y Gwyn, so very close to where they call the Plygain Fawr is held. So I lived there for many years, and my father, really, I started singing the Plygain with my father when I was 16. My father, Dewi Ellis Evans, was born at the farm in 1925 and lived there for 92 years of his life, and frequented the local Plygains in the Llanfihangel and Llanfyllin and Dyffryn Tanat areas for about 75 years of his life.
Can you tell us about the carols that you sang here this evening?
Yes, so some of the carols in this old green book here is very battered old book, this one.
And it's handwritten.
It's handwritten by... This was handwritten by my mother, and the pages are all ripped up, but there's a song here, Plant Dynion. We didn't sing that tonight, but I've never heard anybody sing these words other than Parti Lloran, although it's on the tone of Ar Gyfer Heddiw Bore, but I've never seen those words written anywhere else in any published book.
So that's unique.
Well, I'm not saying it's unique, but I've never heard... My father was singing this when he was 18 with Cradog Pugh, who's well passed away now as well, but I've never seen those words. Arfon Gwilym even hasn't reproduced those words on any book that he's published. Right. So some of the old carols have been handed down through the family, really.
Yeah, but, so tell us about that first carol that you sang tonight.
Oh, yes. Well, the first one is quite a well-known one. There's a similar theme in all these plugins I've found in the old wording. They talk about the circumstances around the birth of Jesus Christ. He was, you know, born in common circumstances, but quite an extraordinary entity, wasn't he, Jesus Christ? I firmly believe in Jesus Christ. And these carol songs, these plugins, they talk about the suffering as well, don't they? And also almost like the glory, you know, in terms of his death on the cross wasn't the end. So they talk about the resurrection as well. So it's the birth, life, the suffering, the sacrifice, and also the glory and the resurrection of Christ.
Now, the second carol you sang, I think you said those words were written by your grandfather. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, so the one I sang on my own, that was written by my father, George Gwilym, who was my grandfather on my mother's side, and he was never had education in Welsh. He was born on a farm in Cemcanol where the stream was the border between Shropshire and Wales, Shropshire and Powys. So he was born with one foot in Wales and the other in Shropshire sort of thing. He wrote those words many years ago. So he passed away in the year I got married in 1999, and he wrote those words. And I don't sing them very often because I don't sing my own very often. But I just feel it's worth keeping those words alive. And what the words are about is about remembering Jesus Christ and remembering to live your life as a Christian beyond Christmas time.
It's a manuscript. It's not a printed book.
His grandfather. Carol ar gyfer y flwyddyn newydd. Ple mae'r dyrfa fy'n dathlu gyda gafiaeth dros yr wyl? Ple mae'r garol fy'n gwefreiddio? Ple mae'r ysbryd gododd hwyl? A yw babon gwyw y preseb, erbyn hyn yng nghwsgor bron, ac i aros mewn cadachau, ar hyd mis oedd blwyddyn gron.
And why does this tradition mean so much to you? Why is it so important that things like this keep going?
Yeah, well, really, the way I sum it up is I started singing with my father when I was about 16 because my auntie, who was singing with him, became ill and couldn't go. And I think when I started singing, I was a bit sort of, oh, do I have to come with your dad? But now I reflect about, you know, my dad's passed away. It was so special. But I think, as far as I'm concerned, it's a part of what I am and who I am. And it's all about identities and keeping this tradition going. And I think the main thing is, without the participation, that tradition will not carry on. These carols will not be heard. So it's important, really, to sort of It's in Welsh. It's called arferiad. It's basically something that you do on a regular basis at certain times of the year. Because without that participation and, you know, sort of giving of yourself this time of year, it's just not going to carry on, is it?
Nid mewn pres eber arhosodd ma bydyn tywysog hedd nod y gen i oedd calfaria a gorchfygu pyrth y bedd. Boed i ysbryd yn adolig, lywod roeth i'r flwyddyn hon, derbyn Iesu byw i'm harwain, i ogoniant bywyd llon.
The other big part of the tradition is the supper afterwards. So the last carol of the evening will be Carol y Swper, and all the men will come to the front. Even though they may not know each other, all the men who can sing will come to the front and they will sing together Carol y Swper, which is there, again, giving thanks for the gospel message, but also giving thanks for the food. Then everyone will head over to the village hall in Dinas Mawddwy and they will sit down to supper. And that's laid on by the local Plygain enthusiasts.
Messiah.
the wonderful carols of the Welsh tradition here in Mid Wales. And if you enjoyed listening to those carols, well, you can see them too if you sign up to become a Folk on Foot patron. We've filmed the carols here in the Atmospheric Church, and we're giving that film to Folk on Foot Heroes, the people who subscribe, giving us £10 a month to keep the podcast on the road. If you want to sign up and see those and hundreds of other songs that we've recorded on our travels, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/folkonfoot, and every penny you give goes back into making more episodes of this podcast. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a very happy and joyful Christmas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.